1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Sunday turned out to be as windy as expected. The National Weather Service says the highest gust, 84 miles an hour, was recorded at Douglas Pass. Grand Junction's highest gust, 61 miles an hour. Temperatures are expected to remain cooler than normal through Thursday, then recovering to near and above normal by the weekend. Ever hear of lane filtering? It's when motorcycles pass stopped vehicles in the same lane, and a law allowing it in Colorado goes into effect August 7th. The state patrol's getting the word out today about lane filtering, demonstrating the difference between lane filtering and lane splitting, which remains illegal. The bill allowing filtering automatically expires in 3 years. Two bills to better regulate funeral homes in Colorado have cleared the House and are in the Senate. The latest to pass the House would require people to obtain a license to work in mortuary science occupations. The Montrose Press says the bill is one of several drafted in the wake of scandals, including the Sunset Mesa funeral director's body sales scheme. The other bill pending in the Senate would require routine state inspections at funeral homes and crematories. Measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination rates in Garfield County are at 80%, making the region vulnerable to a measles outbreak. GARCO's Public Health getting the word out about how contagious the disease is and the importance of MMR vaccines, saying the vaccine is 98% effective after two doses. The average price of gas in Colorado up 13 cents in the past week. The AAA average this morning, $3.23 a gallon. In the Grand Junction area, the average is $3.18. That's 2 cents higher than last Monday. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.